The letter from 1985 shows Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, the future Pope Benedict XVI, actively delayed in defrocking a priest who had been charged with molesting several young boys. It took the Vatican 6 years to finally remove Father Stephen Keasley from the priesthood, and one reason, according to the letter, which is signed by Cardinal Ratzinger, is that the Vatican needed to, quote, consider the good of the universal church. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
From the time Stephen Keasley was ordained in 1972, people wondered whether he was fit for the priesthood. According to church documents, he seemed immature, and one senior pastor worried about Keasley's, quote, questionable relationships with young children. Jeff Anderson, an attorney who handled a civil case against Keasley, says it quickly became apparent.
Father Stephen Keasley was not only a troubled priest, but he was a serial offender.
In 1978, Keasley was arrested for molesting six boys between the ages of 11 and 13 at Our Lady of the Rosary Parish in Union City, California. He later pleaded no contest to two of the counts. He was given 3 years probation and told he would not have access to children. By 1981, the Bishop of Oakland, John Cummins, persuaded Keasley to ask to be laicized, removed from the priesthood, and he urged the Vatican to do just that. Jeff Anderson.
Keasley himself knew that he was unfit and asked for it. The sad and alarming thing, of course, is that there was no response from then-Cardinal Ratzinger, who was the head of the department for disciplining priests in the Vatican.
Over the next 4 years, Cummins wrote Cardinal Ratzinger three times, asking for a decision. In one letter, he said, quote, "It is my conviction that there would be no scandal if this petition were granted, and that, as a matter of fact, given the nature of the case, there might be greater scandal to the community if Father Keasley were allowed to return to active ministry." A letter from Ratzinger finally arrived in November of 1985. The cardinal said that he considered the allegations of grave significance, but his office, quote, deems it necessary to consider the good of the universal church together with that of the petitioner, and he said they needed more time to consider the case. Tom Doyle, a canon lawyer who works with plaintiffs, says this is a stunning response.
It was a confirmed case of a young priest who, had he continued in the priesthood, would have molested a lot more. And yet they delayed. I mean, I have two questions. Don't you read the stuff that you're sent? Or if you do read it, don't you understand what it means?
Still, Doyle says you have to consider the context. Under Pope Paul VI, when a priest wanted to leave the priesthood, he was allowed to do so very quickly. But, Doyle says,
when John Paul II became pope, he did not agree with this policy, and he felt that if he shut it down or made it extremely difficult, that priests simply wouldn't think about leaving the priesthood. So it could well be that Cardinal Ratzinger was reflecting the mind of the Pope.
When officials from the Oakland Diocese received the letter from Ratzinger, they appeared upset. In one internal memorandum, an official says that he believes, quote, they are going to sit on it until Steve gets quite a bit older, something he called unfortunate. The Vatican didn't defrock Keasley until 1987. Even then, Keasley was allowed to volunteer as a youth minister in another church. The church staff complained bitterly, and he was finally removed altogether. After pleading no contest to abusing a girl, he was sentenced to 6 years in prison in 2004. Doyle says this document will not bring the Pope down, but it does add to worldwide skepticism.
I think it's unfair to single him out. It was an issue with the entire Vatican bureaucracy. It's the whole system over there.
For its part, a Vatican spokesman says the letter showed no attempt at a cover-up and made clear the need to study the case, quote, taking into account the good of all involved. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.